This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso. Over 36 local Iraqi Chaldean Christians from El Cajon held a prayer vigil last week outside the Homeland Security Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Facility in Otay Mesa. Religious and community leaders called for the release of over 20 Iraqi Chaldean Christians who have been detained for months at the detention facility here after they fled ISIS in Iraq. Two local priests from St. Michael's Cathedral in El Cajon, including Father Noel, led prayers, punctuated by gunshots from a shooting range next to the facility, sounds that can trigger fear in newly arrived immigrants seeking asylum after fleeing their war-torn homeland. One of the priests read a passage from the Bible, quoting the words of Jesus in calling for mercy.
Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom which has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
Father Noel had this to say.
We want to extend that love to those souls who are, unfortunately, basically in prison. And so, ultimately, we want to allow our fruit to bear forth through our witness today, that we're here gathered, where Christ said, where there's two or more gathered in my name, I will be there among them, and whatever they ask for in prayer, my Father will give to them. And so we come with that trust and that humility that this little gathering can bear much fruit.
Mark Arabo, a national spokesman for Iraqi Chaldeans in America, then gave an impassioned speech following the clang of a prison door in the background.
Behind these gates, not just people, behind these gates are our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, our moms, our cousins. Behind these gates are our family. And behind these gates we see the light of God beaming as bright as it could be. Behind these gates we have our future teachers and doctors and lawyers and engineers and architects and priests. But behind these gates right now, Christianity and our Christians and our brothers and sisters are being imprisoned without notice, without a reason, and without a justification. And so we have to do more. And through our voices and our prayer and our marches, we will find the light to make sure those inside these gates are outside the gates, are with us, at our churches, at our schools, at our universities, at our parks. These people have escaped death, have escaped slavery, have escaped ISIS to come to the best country in the world, to come to America, and only to be imprisoned by our broken immigration system. The symbol of America is the Statue of Liberty. It's not a gated fence. Statue of Liberty, only in America it says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. America is the light of the world. And Americans, Americans are the best people in the world. But our government right now is imprisoning 20 innocent Christians that have fled a genocide without a reason. You know, my parents came to America in 1979 for fear of persecution. And in 1979, they did not come to be shackled, to be imprisoned. But they came because they believed in something greater than themselves. They believed in something much more than their ambitions. They believed in America, in the beauty of America, in the light of America. And my parents worked hard. They put their kids through college and they gave back. And the opportunity that they got in 1979, we have to give it to these 20 innocent people in these prisons. We have to give them opportunity and the dream of America. And we need everyone to support, to pray, and to demand action, because if we be silent, we are enabling ISIS to convert or kill innocent Christians around the world and in Iran. God bless everyone here today, and God bless America. And Father Noel just told me one of the girls in prison found out today that her mother was sick, and she was begging the officials to see her.
At Grossman Hospital.
At Grossman Hospital, we found out her mother died. Because of our broken immigration system, an innocent Christian that had fled ISIS, that's dream was to see her mom one more time, made it to America, escaped ISIS, but because of this prison, without reasons, did not get to see her mom.
And her brother has been here for 20 years.
And their family has been in America for 20 years. We have to realize what's going on. This is a Christian Holocaust, a Christian genocide. There's no processing in Iraq right now. There is no way they could legally get out. So by the time they finally come to America, they've escaped ISIS, but they're entrapped by ICE. And it's shameful. And it's not the American way. America is the best country in the world. And let's demand more from our politicians.
After the rally, we spoke with Arabo to ask him what efforts, if any, federal officials are making to free the detained Iraqi Chaldean Christians, all of whom have family locally in East County who vouch for their identities and are willing to take them in. Mark, what efforts have you made to try to secure their release? Who have you spoken to at the federal government?
We've been doing everything we can. We've spoken to ICE, we've spoken to the State Department, members of Congress, and White House officials. We have been very clear. We either need an explanation of why they're being held up or they need to be released to their families in San Diego. It's been 6 months. These people have family in San Diego. These folks have escaped from slavery and escaped from death and refused to convert it and escaped from ISIS only to be imprisoned by ICE.
So if all of them have relatives and family here who will vouch for them, these aren't strangers coming in where we don't know who they are, what reasons are you being given for why there's such a long delay in processing and freeing these people?
And the most frustrating part is they're not telling us a reason. The only thing they're saying is they don't have enough resources and manpower to go through the cases. These are 20 individuals that have family members that live in San Diego. A lot of them have family that have lived in San Diego for over 20 years. They have a job waiting for them. They have housing waiting for them.
Have you spoken with our members of Congress? And there are three of them whose district includes East County and areas where Chaldeans live. Congresswoman Susan Davis, Congressman Juan Vargas, and Congressman Duncan Hunter.
We know that the families have contacted their members of Congress, and we haven't received any indication that they're willing to assist or help. We are putting on this rally today, and we did something a few weeks ago, and we're going to continue to do these protests and rallies until they're released. We're going to amplify the pressure. We know that Congress is dysfunctional. We know that they're going on vacation next week, and we know our immigration system is broken. But that's not going to deter us or stop us from really doing what we can to rescue these people.
We at East County Magazine and KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, will definitely be reaching out to Homeland Security and to our elected officials in Congress to ask for an explanation, and we'll be definitely airing their answers if they provide them and trying to get to the bottom of why nothing is being done to help these people that have suffered so much already.
Well, I want to thank you, and I know if anyone could get the answers from these politicians, it's East County Magazine, so thankful for your hard work.
Thank you. We're certainly going to try, and I might add that we did some research last year, or a couple years ago, when we had so many of the African immigrants coming in, and some of them were being detained, too. Maybe a little bit less egregious situation in that they didn't always know who they were right away, not all of them had family here, but still, it was taking a very long time. We did some research, and we found out that in most other countries, it's not like this. If someone comes and they're seeking asylum, they're released, or they're held in a minimum security camp. At worst, some places they might give them an ankle bracelet, allow them to go out and work, be with family while they're determining, you know, for sure whether they should grant them the asylum or not. And the entire process is much faster than here.
Yeah, we know that our immigration system is completely broken and dysfunctional, and that's not going to prevent our pressure on Washington and on ICE. And we're just going to make sure they're released.
Well, thank you for joining us. We look forward to continuing this conversation next week when we're going to be having Father Noel from St. Peter's Catholic Chaldean Cathedral in El Cajon, as well as, I understand, at least one family member of one of the Iraqi Chaldean asylum seekers who is right here at this detention facility in Otay.
Yes, thank you.
On Monday, shortly before taping this show, we received a response from Homeland Security Public Affairs Officer Lauren Mack. She told us there are currently 28 Iraqi nationals in the ICE detention facility in San Diego's Otay Mesa, and she revealed one of those individuals was criminally charged this week in federal court with providing false information on an immigration application. Five others in the group have now been ordered removed by an immigration judge, she said. But Mack declined to tell us whether those who were ordered deported or charged criminally are Chaldean Christians or Iraqi Muslims or some other group. She added, "Decisions regarding whether individuals will be detained while their immigration proceedings are pending are made solely by the Department of Homeland Security following a comprehensive review of each case. In making such determinations, ICE weighs a variety of factors, including the person's conviction record, immigration history, ties to the community, risk of flight, and whether he or she poses a potential threat to public safety. All individuals who come into ICE custody receive due process and access to the immigration courts under the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice's Executive Order for Immigration Review," the ICE spokesperson added in an email to East County Magazine. But the U.S. has one of the strictest policies for asylum seekers in the entire world. According to Amnesty International, other countries typically do not put asylum seekers fleeing violence in their homelands into detention for extended periods of time, but instead use alternatives such as release to family, in some cases with ankle bracelets, pending a bond hearing on their asylum status. And in some places, such as Canada, those awaiting asylum decisions are even granted work permits. But not in the United States, where the detention facility at Otay, like many others, is run by the Corrections Corporation of America, a private prison that is bringing in over $150 a day for every person that remains detained. So for now, the long wait continues for the detained Chaldean Christians and their family members here in East County.